something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and we're joined on the line by Dr. Mary Ryan, consultant endocrinologist. And we mentioned you actually, Mary, when Lorraine Keane was in the studio a while ago on our menopause mini series.
Yes.
And she said, every woman should get themselves an endocrinologist. And I had never even heard what that was.
Thank you, Trina.
So tell me, what is it that you do?
So endocrinology is all about hormones, and hormones control all your muscles and all your immune system. So at the top of our nose, we have a pituitary gland, which is the conductor of the orchestra, and that basically produces hormones, which prime every single muscle in your body. And people forget that if you look at a skeleton, it's all bones are completely covered in muscles. So you have a huge amount of muscles to work, and all those are primed by hormones. So that'll tell you how important hormones are. So hormones basically work in a circadian rhythm. They're pulsatile, but in order for them to work well, the body has to be well recharged. So I often say to patients, you know, it's like we plug in our phones at night. We're not good at doing it ourselves. If you use a phone all day, you have to plug it in at night. We're the very same, right? So if the hormone control center is well recharged, then you do really well. Then you're not going around with aches and pains, the muscles. Everyone forgets the bowel is 5 meters of muscle wrapped up in itself. So again, if the hormones are working the way they should, you're not getting that bloating, passing and belching, which is IBS. And the other thing is hormones control the muscles, so that if it's a hormone imbalance, the muscles don't relax at night, so therefore you're not getting proper sleep.
Okay.
And all the things I've mentioned are things that when women get hormone imbalance around perimenopause and menopause, all of these, of course, go off, because the two hormones, Trina, that control the eggs and ovulation are in the hormone control center. So perimenopause, which Lorraine and myself went around the country talking about in menopause, are two hormones that basically in menopause, because the eggs are depleted, the FSH level, which controls the egg, goes right up, and that really affects that hormone control center. So hormones dip all over the body at every nerve muscle junction.
Okay.
So it's not in women's heads when they feel tired and sluggish and aches and pains. It's all hormone imbalance.
Okay.
So what can you do?
Is it not just a natural thing and we have to accept that is what happens when you go through perimenopause or menopause?
So, Trina, the key thing is to educate women, because the amount of women that went through these, if you think of your grandmothers and mothers, they all went through, you know, puberty, they went through perimenopause, menopause, and they never knew what was normal and what was abnormal. So that's the first thing, education, right? Because 4-day periods are max, so 7 and 8 day periods are wrong, and that means that there's a total hormone imbalance going on, and that needs to be rectified. So if those women don't get that rectified, they're going to end up with endometriosis and infertility. So that's number one. Number two, perimenopause, yes, you're right, happens every woman. But if women know what to expect, then they're not thinking they're depressed. Depression is overdiagnosed among the female community, right?
Mm.
So if your aches and pains, you're sluggish, you're tired, you're not sleeping right, of course, then that's going to have a knock-on effect on the hormone control center, and you're going to even get more achy because hormones are going to go down further. So it's all about knowing what perimenopause is about and menopause. So not only are you getting a perimenopause between the age of 45 and 50 and maybe before, not only are you getting, periods may be going irregular and getting heavier, but you're getting the aches and pains, you're getting emotional, you mightn't be sleeping right.
Yeah.
So at least you know what's going on. You can take supplements like Clean Marine, which actually is a brilliant natural tablet where it's got vitamins B6, B12, which is great for nervous function, omega-3, it's got your natural isoflavones or phytoestrogens, and then it also has your vitamin D, and that's very important for bone support, because once estrogen levels go down, you're more at risk of osteoporosis. But then when you get on to menopause, which is where the FSH, which controls the egg development, goes completely up, and remember the hormone control center is feeling that more, because it's when the hormone goes way up, it's going to affect, and the hormones are going to drop even more down at every nerve muscle junction. The key thing then is that you may need more support. You may need medication for peripheral nerve pain. You may need HRT. So it's just to tell women what the symptoms are, what can be done. So first of all, know the symptoms, get your diet really, really good, take those natural supplements, the sage or the Clean Marine Menamin, that'll help you, and then, you know, make sure you get your sleep, critical, make sure you pull back and don't overdo it, which women are dreadful at doing.
Yeah.
I'm always lecturing women about self-esteem and empowerment, because women, particularly today's women, are under huge pressure working in the home, working outside the home, and still taking on way too much, and still still not asking their partners to pull their weight 50%. And we need to change that, because if women get overtired and the hormone control center gets overtired, then the body doesn't adapt as well as it should, and you're going around with hormone imbalance all the time. And that's really, you're coming from behind instead of from in front. Yeah. And it just doesn't do your overall health good, because remember, hormones also control the immune system. So we don't want people getting cancer. So the key thing is that we have to just advise women about what it's all about, and then let them get the necessary help. And I, when Lorraine and myself were doing those hormone health lectures all around the country, it was just absolutely shameful to see all the lovely elderly women coming up crying and saying, "Dr. Ryan, if only I had known that I could have got help." I mean, I had one woman that came up to me and she said she went through a horrendous menopause. Her husband gave her no support whatsoever, because these men need to be educated.
Yeah, they hadn't a clue what she was going through.
Exactly, yeah. To be fair to him. And she said, if only we had known, she said, I could have got help. He wouldn't have been, you know, she was out on the farm working really hard. Of course, the one thing she shouldn't have been doing, she needed to pull back.
Mm.
But she said she absolutely, and she was crying. There was another lovely woman who is a patient of mine who came in to me, another true story, and she said she was very anxious. And some women do get anxious. Remember, there's a total hormone imbalance going on around menopause. And she was very anxious. She said, "Dr. Ryan, my mother was put in an institution around this time." She said, "I don't want to go into an institution." I said, "You won't." And she was so bad that her husband was a lorry driver. She had to go everywhere with him. She couldn't be out without him, being with him. And I said, "Don't worry, we'll get you sorted." And she did very well. But her daughter was really relieved, because she thought, "Oh my goodness, if my grandmother was that way, you know."
Well, somebody mentioned to me before about the feeling of not being able to cope. Things that you used to be able to cope with and weren't a bother to you, suddenly, like even the ironing, for example, feels like too much.
Too much, absolutely. But it's all about listening to your body. And women need to be empowered enough to you know, we're all very intelligent, but listen to that intelligence. If your body's telling you're tired, you should sit. Whereas women traditionally keep going. Men are brilliant at sitting and listening to bodies.
They're brilliant at sitting, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know, Trina, it's because mothers have empowered their boys, but not their girls. And I think society needs to look at this and say, you know, in society, we do empower our boys more than our girls. This is well known. If you look at, you know, sports, it's all about the boys. You know, you look at 6-1 News, it's all about soccer, football and hurling, all about the boys. The girls barely get a look in. This is not good for our young girls that are watching that, because they see themselves as subservient. So we need to be way more on empowering our boys and girls equally, because that feeds into the psychic and the subconscious, and then they don't look after themselves, they don't value themselves. And I need the boys and girls of the future to be listening to their bodies. When they're tired, they rest. Then their hormone control centre is way more able to adapt, because hormones control everything.
Right.
And then they wouldn't be suffering as much as they are, particularly when a hormone imbalance occurs at the time of perimenopause and menopause. Because I can tell you, women do suffer. I see it all of the time. But we have to try and, you know, enable women to look after themselves, educate them, and then they know what help they can get.
Lorraine was talking about how she gave up her job on TV3 because she was hoping to have another baby.
Yes, yeah.
And what she didn't realise was she was kind of wasting her time. And had she known, had she met somebody like you, she probably wouldn't have been trying and trying and trying, because it was kind of, she did have that hormone imbalance.
Yes, totally, totally.
So do you see women who are having trouble getting pregnant as well?
Oh yeah, totally. And again, you know, they could do an awful lot for themselves by just getting their hormones checked. Thyroid in particular can be off. And I've had a story that I'll tell you shortly about a lovely couple who had done a lot of IVF and their thyroid was off. Once I sorted the thyroid, they went off and they had a child in succession 3 years in a row.
Wow.
And they came in to me and they said, "Dr. Ryan, what can you give us to stop?" You
know, it was a television
story.
Says you.
Yes, exactly. Well, I told him it was time for him to go and get his vasectomy. I'm all about empowering the men too, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to let her have a tubal ligation under any circumstances. But anyway, it was a lovely story and they were a lovely couple. But, you know, you do need to get all your hormones checked. You do need to check that everything is okay. If you're trying for 12 months and nothing is happening, then there is a hormone imbalance, or there might be a semen. The man needs to be checked out as well. And this is something that I get very annoyed with. I often get patients coming into the fertility clinic and they come to me and they've already had all the female investigations done, including scopes, and this is quite invasive. And the man hasn't even had a semen sample checked. And, you know, it's a 50-50. So in other words, it could well be that he has a low semen count or low sperm count, and these things are very easily rectified.
And do you check the man as well?
Oh, totally.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
you
okay.
Have to. So if a couple comes into you, you know, you do the woman's blood, but you also look for his sperm sample to check the semen, because it's very important. If his sperm count is low, then that's the reason why. And there's no reason to putting her through invasive tests. Do you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. really critical. So yeah, I'm very much for that, because it is a 50-50. It can be a 50% male, 50% female problem, right. But not only a female problem, which is what we've been mentored with for the last 30 years. We need to get over that.
Yeah, the saying, that. She's hormonal.
Exactly. Yeah. Nonsense. Yeah, so I'm really getting away from that. But the point is that, yeah, if you get the hormones checked, it could be a thyroid problem, it could be a hormone imbalance, it could be rectified totally. There's a hyperlactin that inhibits ovulation. That's another hormone. So there's all these things that can be a factor, right? And it could also be that you're just overdoing it. And if you're overdoing it, you're not getting that LH peak in the pituitary that gives you ovulation. So I see that a lot as well.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to sort these things out. And IVF is wonderful, but you don't want sending patients for IVF unless it's necessary. And if there's a hormone imbalance, it's not going to work anyway.
Yeah.
So you have to sort those things out.
And that's how it didn't work for Lorraine, because
totally.
I know she said she had a couple of rounds of the IVF and it didn't work because she hadn't sorted the hormones.
Yeah, then exactly. Yeah. And you're putting people through a loss that's not necessary.
Yeah, emotionally
physical,
and financially and everything.
Unreal,
it's awful. Yeah.
Unreal, Trina. Yeah,
yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So
and
no need for that.
You mentioned the thyroid there. Mm. I always wondered, do I have a thyroid problem? Because always having weight on, no matter what you do.
Yes.
People often say, have you had your thyroid checked?
Yeah.
And
well,
I haven't.
Yeah. Controls metabolism. So yes, it could. But there's another thing, Trina. We, as women, have a slow metabolism, right? So as women, yes, it could be thyroid and thyroid controls metabolism, and you're so right. But as women, we also have to remember to keep our carbs low, right? Now, you need a certain amount of carbs, and I don't believe in keto diets, right? But remember, the body goes to carbs first for fuel. Women can only have 2 slices of bread a day. They can only have 1 small potato a day. If you're having pasta, it can only be a quarter plate. It can't be a half plate, because you've got to force the body to burn body fat, because otherwise, with the slow metabolism, the carbs last too long. So women need to be very conscious of that. And a lot of women skip meals, and that means your metabolism slows down. So you've got to eat your breakfast in the morning. So natural yogurt and fruit, or porridge with natural yogurt. 11 o'clock, have a piece of fruit. Middle of the day, bring in lettuce, tomato, salmon, tuna. Don't bother having bread, or maybe one at most if you want to lose weight. 3 o'clock, have an apple. And evening then, 1 small potato, meat and veg.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is 5 glasses of water before 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yes, because the bowel is 5 meters long. You need to get the water in, particularly in the morning.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm lacking in.
Yes,
I don't drink water at all.
Yeah, that's the key. And of course, get your sleep, because it's all about getting the metabolism up. But you're so right, could well be a thyroid problem as well, and well worth getting it checked out.
And is it tougher as we get older to keep the weight off too?
It is, but I've just given you the trick how to do it. It's about keeping those, you know, it's about keeping, I just dread keto diets because it'll damage the kidneys down the road, but it's about keeping the carbs low. By all means, have a treat once a week, but just don't have the rubbish in the house, because there you'll eat it. We're all
of
human,
course.
Remember.
That's,
you know,
it. That's it. So at what point then do you want to see women coming in when it comes to perimenopause then and menopause?
So if they're suffering dreadfully from symptoms, that's when you need to see them. So if, you know, some people get terrible peripheral nerve pain, muscle pain, terrible IBS, terrible vaginal dryness, libido going down, you know, exhaustion. These are the sort of symptoms. Basically, Trina, I would tell them to do everything I told them to do first, and then if they're not improved, then I would see them.
And how does someone access you? Do they have to be referred by the GP?
By the GP, yeah. Their GP would,
okay.
They would go to their GP first, and GP would check them out and do the bloods and whatever, and make sure that there's nothing untoward. And then, obviously, I would see them after that then.
Okay. Well, you're a fascinating lady.
Not at all, Trina.
And I'd love to have you back. Will you come back on again on the show?
Any time would be delighted.
Because
it's all about education, and I'm that's what I really, really want to do.
Well, I'm delighted that you contacted us, because this menopause mini series is going so well,
I'm
so
delighted.
Much interest in it, and
fantastic.
Everyone's saying, why is nobody doing this?
Yeah, no,
why is nobody
so
talking about it?
And I think it's because it wasn't focused on before, and that's why I'm delighted Clean Marine, not only, I really admire them for this, they really got behind the education, and that's key, because if you educate women, then that's what it's all about.
Well, as Lorraine mentioned to me, she was saying none of us had a clue about our mother's menopause or our grandma. I haven't a clue what it was like.
No, because they didn't talk about it.
No.
Women's, it was really, you know, and we're changing that. We're in the age of equality now, and we're demanding that men and women are treated equally. But unfortunately, women were just secondary citizens, and they didn't matter. And that's the reality. And that's the tragedy too. And we need to get away from that. And we need to, as women and men and fathers and mothers, need to demand equality for their boys and girls. Because once we get that, then then there'll be no emotional, physical or sexual abuse, and then everybody will treat it equally, which is what we want.
Well, there you have it, ladies. You've been told by the medical professional you need to take it easy and take a rest and sit down, because the men know how to do it. No bothering them sitting down. There's Dr. Mary Ryan, consultant endocrinologist, and you're based in Limerick, aren't you?
I'm based in Limerick, and not even.
Lovely. Thanks so much.
Not
and we will
all.
Definitely have you on the show again, Mary. Thanks
Anytime,
a lot.
Trina. Bye.
This
Take
is something
care.
For the weekend on
you
Classic
too.
Kids.
Bye, love.